Jack Beck went quiet this week. No Beck catches appear in the coverage we read of Tuesday's joint practice in Houston or Thursday's 22-20 win over the Texans, a game in which the passing production that got written up belonged to Aiden O'Connell's comeback and Fernando Mendoza's third down throws to Jalen Naylor and Malik Benson, per Sam Gordon at the Las Vegas Review-Journal and Levi Edwards at Raiders.com. After last week's touchdown and coach's praise, the evidence stream paused at a bad time to pause. Bad time, because the room's temperature rose around him. Surveying the roster heading into cutdown week, Adam Hill at the Review Journal described Trey Tucker and Naylor as locked in as the top two receivers, with Clint Kubiak openly dissatisfied with the group behind them. "I need more from them," the coach said after Houston. Beck lives in that second group, and the Raiders added to it on August 16th by signing veteran receiver Noah Brown, per the team's announcement. None of that is a demotion. All of it is competition. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Beck was a bet on pedigree plus opportunity. A quiet rookie year, a vacated target lead in a young room, and a ceiling that depended on winning snaps and on whichever quarterback wins the job trusting him. The quarterback half-sharpened this week. Kubiak called week one Kirk Cousins' job to lose, per Gordon, while the snap-winning half produced nothing citable. What to watch? Whether Beck's role survives Sunday's cutdown shakeout intact and his usage in the finale as the receiver group behind the top two answers Kubiak's challenge. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.